Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this edition of the Archie Hardy Program, as once again we declare to you, souls are crying and men are dying. We must do all we can to win the lost at any cost. And the message you will hear today is a great witnessing tool that will help you to share God's love with those who need to know. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm happy to introduce this message that I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told of the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. You may think you've heard all there is to preach about this verse, but I urge you to listen to this message today, and your eyes will be opened and your heart enlightened to this truth in a way you've never experienced before. Both comforting and convicting, the greatest offer ever made will flood your heart with the power of the gospel. And now the message. It takes someone sinless to pay the price for sin. Judaism says that Jesus is not the Messiah. Buddhism says you have to achieve nirvana. And that comes after about 547 reincarnations. You come back about 547 times, maybe once as a monkey or another time as a rat, or another time you might be a cockroach. Or another time you may be a king or whatever, but about after 547 reincarnations, you will reach nirvana. That's ultimate. I'm not really sure they ever define what it is, but whatever it is, it's the ultimate. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, is there something after that? Yes, the judgment. Amen? Humanism does not acknowledge the Creator. Humanism teaches that we all came from, we climbed from slime, we all came from some, they don't really, never really tell you what the origin is, they really never, you can't nail them down. Darwinism never nailed down how life began, but we evolved from something, somewhere, sometime. Mormonism says that Jesus actually started out as a human and then achieved godhood through good deeds, and all the rest of us are achieving godhood. If we do enough good deeds, then we will achieve godhood too. Hinduism believes in many gods. They have over 33 million gods. And not one of them is a personal god that you can have a personal relationship with. If you see some of the idols in India, they are the ugliest, scariest things you'd ever want to see. One's called Shiva, the god of death. And they're distorted looking with cobras and snakes and things coming out all over the place. I mean, if I'm going to get into idolatry, I want something that's pretty. I want something that looks better than I look. How about you? Amen? And all of these, in some way, they all have the same mantra. You can save yourself by doing good works. If you do enough good works, you know, you stop somebody on the street. Well, I believe I'm good. You believe you're going to heaven? Yes. I believe I'm a good person. But if you nail them down. What is the standard? If you say you're good, you have to have a standard. You know, the good housekeeping seal or the consumer ones that they check all the projects and products in the UL that they check your the electrical things. Before they put the seal on there, it has to be tried and say it's good. But you got to have a standard. If it's this, it's good. If it falls under it, it's not. Well, if someone says they're good, what's the standard? The Bible says that the standard of whether or not a person is good is the Ten Commandments, among which some of are, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not murder. Amen? And a lot of people will happily tell you, I've never murdered. But when you say, well, have you ever told a lie? Well, maybe a little one. The Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Have you ever taken anything at all? Have you ever committed adultery? Have you ever had sexual relationship with someone who's not your legal mate? And Jesus even went so far as to say, have you ever wanted to do it in your heart? Because if you wanted to do it in your heart, Jesus said it's the same as doing it. Amen? So what is the standard? Jesus said, there is none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good. He said in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So all of these things that I just told you about that supposedly can lead you to heaven are in total contradiction to what Jesus said. Now let me ask you a question. If you want to go to Disney World in Orlando, Florida, can you get there if you get on an airplane that's going to Niagara Falls, New York? If you want to go to Orlando, you got to get on a plane that's going to Orlando. And if you want to go to heaven, you've got to follow the one that came down from heaven. You've got to know the one that said, he said, I came down from heaven. And I'll just give you the references. I won't even read them. John 6:38, 51, 8:23. It's just a few of them. There are many more. He said, I am the one who's come down from heaven to reveal God to you. And when he was getting ready to leave, he told his disciples, he said, I return to heaven from whence I came. Amen. So if you want to get to heaven, you've got to hitch a ride with the one who came from heaven, who knows how to get you there. Read with me while you're in John 14. Let's back up to verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. How many believe in God? Now don't be ashamed. How many believe in God? Raise your hand. Do you believe in God? All right, put your hands down. Everybody look up. Jesus just took your picture. You said you believed in God. Well, he said, if you believe in God, what? Believe also in me. You can't believe in God and not believe in Jesus. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, guess what? I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. So if you want to go where Jesus is, because he's there preparing a place for us, he said, I'm coming back to get you. And he said, if it wasn't true, I would have told you. But if I told you I'm coming back, I'm coming back. And when I come back, I'm going to receive you if you believe on me. Amen? You see, you've got to realize that Jesus is the way, period. You can't add anything to him, and you can't take anything away. You've got to believe whosoever will believe in him, the Son of God. Now, I heard this account that was spoken by a man named Ravi Zacharias. He was born in India, in a very rich family, in a high caste under Hinduism. But he became born again, and he's a brilliant man. He is brilliant. And so now he goes to college campuses in America, and he discusses things like evolution and Jesus Christ being the Son of God, etc. But he also, in earlier days, he's older now, but in his younger days, he went to nations where there were things like Hinduism and Buddhism and Islam, because he thoroughly knows what they teach and he knows what the Bible says about it. Now he, in the 1970s, this was not long after the end of the Vietnam War, he went to preach in Phnom Penh in Cambodia, which is next door to Vietnam. And this is a Buddhist stronghold. That Buddhism over there is the number one religion. And he had to have an interpreter. He didn't speak the language. And as he was preaching, he saw that the people were eagerly receiving the message on Jesus Christ. And they were just really responding to it. And you know, he was just really encouraged because he saw how the people were receiving the message that Jesus is the Savior. Now, when he finished ministering, he went and sat down, and the interpreter told Ravi, he said, before I dismiss the people, I just want to say a few things to them, all right? So the interpreter then proceeded to talk to the people in the language. Ravi didn't understand what he was saying. But in short time, he began to see that the interpreter was becoming very animated and very passionate. And the more he spoke, the more passionate he became. And the people became visibly upset. A lot of them were very upset. And some of them even got up and walked out. And Ravi was becoming very disturbed and upset himself, because it was obvious to him that whatever this man was saying, he was undoing everything that Ravi had just preached. And it was really disturbing him. So on the way home, as they were riding in the car going back to where they were staying, it was quiet for a while. And finally, Ravi broke the silence and he said, excuse me, but please tell me, what exactly did you tell the people that got them so upset? People got up and walked out. And the interpreter said to him, he said, Ravi, you must understand. I had to make it perfectly clear to these people that by accepting Jesus Christ, it meant that they had to renounce and denounce their idol gods. It meant that if they wanted Jesus, they had to follow him and only him. He said, Ravi, in Buddhism, what's another god? They've got over 33 million, so they'll add Jesus to their repertoire. Amen? He said, what's another belief system? Add to what you've got. He said, I had to make them understand, no, 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 no. If you follow Jesus Christ, if you want eternal life, if you want to go to heaven when you die, you must renounce all other gods and you must trust in Jesus Christ alone. He said, I told them, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. I trust that you are being immensely blessed by this uplifting and gracious message, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told about the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. It expresses in one verse the irreducible love of God, and it all comes down to one thing. He loved us even when we didn't know him. Paul wrote in the Ephesians that his prayer was that we would know the width, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of God that is past knowing. Is this a paradox? No, because the more you come to know the love of God, the more there is to know. In this carefully structured teaching, we will see by examining every phrase of John 3:16, the unsearchable riches of God's love to whosoever will. And in this day of rising false messiahs, we must know there is only one Savior, one Redeemer, one Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Either he was a liar, a lunatic, or he is Lord as he said. He stands alone on the pages of history, the only way, truth, and life. I really hope that you will order this message and consider sharing it with someone who is in danger of perishing. Yes, even the greatest story ever told bears a warning of judgment. And for every whosoever in your life who thinks that he or she is outside of the circle of God's love and forgiveness, or who appears to be just unconvicted about their need for a Savior, this stirring delivery will surely strike the hidden chord of their heart's deepest need. It is available on CD and audio cassette for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK141 CD for the CD or SK141T for the audio tape. Please send your request and orders to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.